This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados' Prime Minister calls for community support to deter young people from a life of crime. The opposition leader renews calls for government to pass the anti-gang legislation. A youth councillor wants modernized parenting programs to help curb violence. The group Friends of Democracy calls for the reinstatement of capital punishment, and the fire service is urging the public to stop outdoor burning amid a spike in grass fires. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is calling on Barbadians to take a collective approach to raising the nation's youth. She made the appeal while speaking at the Barbados Labour Party's Founders' Day church service held at the Garden Community Church of God as the party marks its 87th anniversary. Reflecting on the recent fatal shooting of 13-year-old Jonathan Chase, Prime Minister Motley stressed that the responsibility of guiding young people should not rest solely on government.
But the government alone cannot deal with raising our young people and our young children. Our parents, our godparents, our aunts, our uncles. I said it this week when, regrettably, we saw a young life taken from us with such promise in Jonathan Chase. The bottom line is that we have a responsibility to work in every community to make sure that our children receive the early groceries, as the old people would say. And what are those early groceries? It is the spiritual food that is necessary for people to know the difference between right and wrong. And to that extent, it means starting them and anchoring them in Sunday school or in whatever religion that they belong to, in being able to have that moral grounding and that spiritual grounding.
Ms. Motley emphasized the need for collective responsibility in guiding young people. She urged parents and community leaders to work together to steer children away from violence and instill positive values.
But I asked the parents to make sure that the ultimate decision as to whether a child goes to Sunday school or not on a Sunday morning is whose? Is whose? And until we accept that as the primary responsibility, we're not going to see change in this country. So I ask us to go into our communities, proselytize, communicate, work with, and ensure that we can make a difference to this country. I say simply to you that guns do not walk and guns do not talk. And therefore, it is the children and the young people who we have now to ensure that they accept that guns do not walk and guns do not talk. And if they do, then I believe that we can see a different outcome in this country.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meanwhile, opposition leader Ralph Thorne accused Prime Minister Motley of being afraid to pass the anti-gang legislation to tackle the issue of crime. He was speaking at the DLP's monthly meeting in St. Joseph yesterday.
You can't have 12 and 13 people dying in 2 months without people understanding that there's something fundamentally wrong in Barbados. Rather than deal with crime and criminals in Barbados, I've asked her, pass anti-gang legislation. Rather than deal with crime in Barbados, I just read, oh, guns don't walk and guns don't talk. What does that mean? Guns walking through the port, and every time the guns talk, a young man is lying down in the street bleeding to death. So the guns walking and talking, I won't talk this week, and we lost a 13-year-old. Tell her that.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Head of a counseling agency is calling for the development of programs to help parents identify and address behavioral patterns that could lead to violence. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, Chief Executive Officer at Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, acknowledged the existence of some initiatives, but stressed that they must evolve with the times to remain effective.
It is about having effective parenting program in the island. Now, I know Paradox does fantastic work, and I know MPP and the National Peace Program, others, they have had their parenting programs. But my question is, are these programs tailored to the relevance of what is happening within our society? Or are we taking the same parenting programs that we conceptualized 15 years ago to a 2025 situation? Are we teaching our parents how to recognize the early warning signs of delinquent delinquent and violent behaviors in our children and our young people? Are we really giving parents the tools to be able to navigate what is happening within their households on a daily basis?
He explained some of the early warning signs that parents should be aware of.
Each act of defiance and withdrawal and so on, there's a silent scream for help. And that our children are not just behaving the way they want to behave because they want to behave that way. So we have to be able to teach them these early warning signs. The lack of supervision, or the lack of discipline within the household, the inconsistency that the message sends, that no one cares enough about me to protect me. The drop in the academic performance. What does that mean? What is happening there? The isolation from family members or being involved with the wrong crowd. When we do our parenting programs, we have to look at what is happening in Parish A and tailor make our program for Community A.
Chief Executive Officer at Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. The group Friends of Democracy wants capital punishment to be reinstated to address the surge in gun violence. Addressing those in attendance at the group's first meeting, member Ricardo Harrison highlighted recent instances of crime, including a 15-year-old being charged with murder and the fatal shooting of a 13-year-old. He said there needs to be a more aggressive and bold approach to addressing crime.
We as a people need to rethink this whole issue of capital punishment. With a few that have been reinstated. Whatever deals, whatever alignment that we have signed with the United Nations and other agencies, let us rethink that in issues of our country. Talk shops and sympathy press conferences will not stop the Jonathan Chases from being killed. We need to get serious about crime. We have young men who are charged with murder and walking through the courtyard of Bridgetown, living at each other as if it's a grand celebration. And I firmly believe that if you do not want it reinstated hanging, then the introduction of the electric chair or death by lethal injection should be another option.
Meanwhile, member of the group, Steve Blackett, reiterated that it is not a political party.
This is a group that will be speaking to the bread and butter issues, things that affect Barbadians negatively and positively, because we are not so minded to think that everything the government is doing is going to be negative. They're doing some good things, and we're going to speak to those things and encourage them to continue to do those good things. But when there are matters that affect Barbadians negatively, we will speak to those matters too. So we're not at any stage near any political party, but we're starting from this kind of grouping, letting Barbadians know that we are out there, that we can be a voice for them.
Mr. Blackett noted that both the former president of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, and former opposition Senator Tricia Watson declined the invitation to join the group. Former DLP Vice President Walter Maloney also opted out of chairing that meeting. A surge in grass fires across Barbados is putting strain on the resources of the Barbados Fire Service. Chief Administrative Officer of the Bajan Firefighters Network, Glyn Allen, said the fires are mainly being started by outdoor burning and motorists carelessly discarding cigarette butts through car windows.
Anytime you have a really intense wet season, there's an abundance of vegetation. When the dry season comes in, you have that ample fuel for grass fires to burn. There's also a problem of motorists who are smoking, and as they drive, they toss cigarette butts through car windows. And most of the grass fires that occur right next to the roadway, these are actually from persons who are smoking and discarding cigarette butts through the car window. But it's not hot enough as yet for us to be attributing these fires to spontaneous combustion. So we know there are problems out there where persons are conducting open burning. Sometimes these fires are left unattended and they get away. Yesterday was a phenomenal day. We had several cane and grass fires across the island.
Mr. Allen is appealing to the public to stop conducting open burning as it significantly increases the risk of fires.
We want to encourage the public to desist from conducting open burning, outdoor burning. There is no need to light all of these fires. If you have dry leaves, you can bag those leaves and put them next to the roadside. They will be carried away by the SSA. There's absolutely no need for the open burning. We are really seeing too many persons conducting encouraging outdoor burning at this time, and we want to encourage the public to please cooperate with us as we see this upsurge taking place at this time.
Chief Administrative Officer of the Barbados Firefighters Network, Glyn Allen, recapping the headlines. Barbados's Prime Minister calls for community support to deter young people from a life of crime. The opposition leader renews calls for government to pass the anti-gang legislation. A youth councillor wants modernized parenting programs to curb violence. The group Friends of Democracy calls for the reinstatement of capital punishment. And the fire service is urging the public to stop outdoor burning amid a spike in grass fires. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good Monday morning.